The title of this audio fiction piece is A Visual Piece by Zach Eubanks.
We're met. Hi, I'm Alexander.
Hi, this is Mallory.
And I'm Caitlin.
So you guys know me as a producer. Mallory is an assistant producer, as is Caitlin. And there's wind.
It's beautiful.
It's representative of where we're at right now.
Yeah, it's environment for them. Show the people some texture.
We are in Madison, Wisconsin right now for a theater conference about Jewish plays that have been discovered in ghettos and in concentration camps that have recently come to light.
The festival is called Out of the Shadows, performing the Jewish Archive.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely people.
So, I guess we can talk briefly about like what our work was for that, and how we think that may affect how we're going to write stuff in the future, or if it won't at all.
Well, a little background on the piece. There's a Jewish ghetto during World War II called Terezin, or Theresienstadt. From there, they were deported further to work camps or death camps, depending on the timing. But in this camp, they were writing plays and operas and making music and making art. And some of that artwork has been discovered. And one of our professors, Dr. Alan Sykes, has been working with that research. And a script came to light that we devised a piece around. It was set in traditional Commedia dell'arte, and it was performed in Terezin. The script was recovered, and we performed it again this week.
Cool.
It was awesome.
Caitlin, what would you consider your like work on the piece? Like, what's the biggest mark that you had on it?
I think, overall, the way it's affected me and my mark on it is the love for theater and art in general and the necessity for it. Mm-hmm. I think in moments where everything else is stripped from you, there's something that needs to give you hope and something that is so human in nature, and I think our performance represented that, the absolute essentiality of creating something that was not sad.
Speaking of other possibly sad things, all three of us are going in very different directions very soon as the season wraps up. I'm going to Ireland. Mallory, where do you see yourself like heading? Where are your big possibilities?
I don't know. I'll either be moving to Los Angeles, or I will be spending 2 years in Staunton, Virginia. Jury's still out on that. I'll flip a coin tonight and let y'all know later.
Caitlin, where are you going?
I will be in New Orleans all summer. I will be working and writing.
Awesome. So how do you guys think that we're going to be able to, like, still create pieces and prepare for season two, which I know all of us want to be even bigger than we did this season, with all of us in very disparate locations?
I think that's the best part about it, though. We're all in very different places. We're all going to get different perspectives, as opposed to being in the same place, which we have been, mm-hmm. and we're in a very similar mindset. I think being around different people in a different environment puts you in a different mentality.
A variety of different inspiring things,
yeah,
instead
exactly.
of the same monotony dealing with. Also, I hope our audience is under no delusions that we have often been able to meet, because that is not true. We have very busy lives, so although we're on the same campus and same department, we're always on our medias and on our phones connecting with each other and emailing our pages back and forth.
I'm on the computer right now.
I'm actually in Dallas.
So, just a
kidding.
Lie.
Just kidding. I'm here physically.
So, oh my god! Don't tap me.
What, you don't like when I tap the mic?
No.
That's not good for recording.
Do it right now.
Here I go.
Whispering,
guys. I'm getting so close to y'all.
Oh,
I'm not doing it.
This is harassment. This is listener harassment.
And
it's like kissing through the webcam, you know? That's how we touch them.
Yes. Oh my finger is on the mic, which means I'm touching each and every one of y'all's ears. You feel it?
She's waving her finger in front of the mic right now.
That's not true.
Flicking it.
I'm licking it. And
I said flicking. And
I know.
You said licking.
This is better.
Well, do you guys think...
That got out of hand.
As our communication just broke down.
What are you talking about? This is gold.
Do you think that communicating is going to be more difficult?
No.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
But
you.
For
in
you.
In a different time zone.
You're in a different time zone and also international.
Yeah. Way to be in a different hemisphere, man. Come on.
I think I'm still in the same hemisphere.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in front
geography,
of...
Geography, how does it work?
Yeah.
Regardless, you're not in the same time zone, and boy, is that going to be inconvenient.
Gone.
As long as there's internet, we're together.
You guys are going to see beautiful pictures of me as a drag performer.
We're going to see pictures of the beautiful men you're meeting.
And
that's
also
gorgeous,
beautiful
Irish.
Ireland.
Yeah,
in
also
general.
Ireland.
Let's
you're going to my
that.
Country that I've never been to.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Yeah, never seen or visited, but boy, do I love my heritage.
We can Photoshop you into
Photoshop
the pictures that he has.
I look like a leprechaun. I will fit right in.
So, speaking of your heritage, do you guys want to tell the listeners what we're doing, since we're all going in different directions, or...
What do you mean?
Project Ireland?
What about it?
They don't know that that's a thing. No one... They don't know.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, you should be the one to announce it.
What the crap do we know?
This is where you... I mean, you really are taking charge here, because that's where you're physically going to be located. We're just doing the rest to support you, essentially.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
We're holding a torch back here in the States.
Yeah.
While you, like, forge a new radio frontier.
Ooh,
is that a
right.
thing?
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
I think
describe
it's, I think
your
it's
project for the people.
Yes, for the people.
Hey, guys, you're in for a real treat.
Don't touch your microphone.
She's going to lick it again.
So, after season one is completed, which we have two more episodes to go, including today's episode.
Huzzah.
Yeah. We are going to be going on a hiatus for a couple of months. But instead of coming back with a full second season, we are going to be releasing a project season. And this cycle's project is Project Ireland, where I will be working with Irish actors, sound designers, and dramaturgs and cabaret performers to create radio over there that will then be written and also dramaturged by people in the States, that being Mallory and mm-hmm. Caitlin. And we're also going to be throwing in some guest artists that are going to be coming in from Australia, all to create four pieces of radio. of which there are two major themes. The first two pieces are going to be surrounding work that I'm doing in Ireland, which is about contraction of HIV in politically conservative environments, focusing on men who have sex with men that don't identify as queer, and women over the age of 50. And then the other two pieces are going to be about Irish folklore passed through a contemporary lens. So we are really excited to be working on two very different things in one project, but it's all going to be on the beautiful Republic of Ireland, and I am super excited about it. And that is our project season for this cycle.
Surprise!
So
you heard it here first, folks.
And then we'll be going on another hiatus, and then we will bring back another full season after that. Once
which
we have it all done,
which is gonna be hella dope,
baller, and hopefully we'll get some comedies in there.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
We'll make it happen.
Why are you sorry? I've been writing the sad stuff. I've been dragging up my soul for this crap. Don't worry, I'll make you laugh next time, I swear.
Okay.
Make them laugh.
Well, I'm not gonna sing. I'm not gonna sing.
Yes, you are.
Then don't.
Make them
laugh.
Mallory
will definitely sing.
Make them laugh.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
I'm so much funnier when you can see me. Trust.
That's true.
Thank you.
Do you guys have anything else you want to tell the listeners? Anything exciting?
I'm highly caffeinated right now. That's
we have a signature sign-off.
We don't have a signature sign-off. It's normally just me coming on and then being like,
okay.
Thank you for listening. Here's today's piece.
Let's do our best radio voice.
Your flight has been delayed by 45 minutes.
We'll do our best radio voice right now.
Oh my god, okay. Well, we each have to get very close to the microphone. Everybody get
okay.
in.
What are
we
going
to
say?
No, you just have to get in.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in as close as I
am.
We're in. I'm in.
She can handle it.
So, you have to, you have to not speak directly into the microphone if you don't have a pop filter. Yeah, that might be a good idea. And then you have to be in this very odd middle ground. And whenever you don't know a word, when you pause and then find the word, you emphasize it in a specific way that makes it sound like the word selection was perfect and that the pause was necessary instead of you just having a lag in your speech.
Well, you should write a book. Thoughts for your thoughts.
Not everyone's Jewish. In fact, only one of us is Jewish.
What?
It's what? Mallory.
Why was that relevant? I love speaking.
Caitlin Brimer, would you like to have your turn?
I don't have anything to say. I'm very bad at this.
Yeah, you're fired. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm very nervous. I can't.
Radio silence with Caitlin Blimaw.
Oh my god. Is that Baba Wawa?
It's.
That's Barbara Wawa.
Uh-uh. No, it is Homestar Wana.
Okay.
Assigned. Off, unless you want me to touch the mic, because I'm
don't.
Happy to lick the mic.
No.
Okay.
Happy to.
Well,
do
bye.
It.
This is also my phone, so please don't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
She's already licked it, so.
Okay. Bye, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Two guys and a rogue. I'm one guy.
I'm the other.
And this is the network.